Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. Well, it's been a while. Phil Simms, Super Bowl MVP, been with CBS for a long, long time, former Giants quarterback, joins us. Phil, good morning, man. It is so nice to get a chance to talk to you. How you doing?
Hello, Joe. Good morning to you. And let's see here. Where do I start?
Go ahead.
I've texted you and called you, and you never got back to me. And I haven't talked to you since Tua was drafted. That was
No, it's been. I thought about that last night when you sent me
Nope. Tua. That was it.
Well, listen, we're a couple of years past that. That's the good news. So Phil, I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad you told me that.
Hey, listen, Joe, I'm used to being ignored. Okay. You know? Okay, I don't care. It's all good. Fun. I love doing the shows with you when I get a chance to come on. And we had a lot of fun back in that draft with Justin Herbert who else was in the – and this guy named Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that guy too. By the way, speaking of quarterbacks, Phil, so funny you said that. Quarterback is the year-round story in the NFL. Everybody is looking for a franchise guy, and we just had – crazy. A 2021 draft just got wiped out. They're all backups or looking to be backups. Right. What's your take on why these teams, our team and every other team, spends millions of dollars to look and try to find that franchise quarterback, and they can't do it?
Well, there's so much to it, Joe. You know, first off, the patience of owners, coaches, fans, the media, it is razor thin with quarterbacks. You know, they're ready to move on to the next guy. Hey, threw an incompletion. Put the backup in. And, you know, it's a constant story year round. And, you know, there's so much to it. You can't find out everything about a person in pre-draft interviews and work, whatever. There's a lot there. You know it, all the intangibles that come with every single position on the field. And listen, the quarterback is a prisoner. I see a lot of guys with all the talent that you need to be a successful NFL quarterback. But when you're on a bad team that drafts bad, that has bad players, and they have a system on offense that stinks, how do you expect the quarterback to play well? And right there in Miami is the greatest example of all, one of them. You know, there he is. Oh, is he going to make it? Listen, after those first couple years, I go, wow, this is a tough transition for Tua. Then, look, the savior comes in. We changed the offense, got some players around him, and all of a sudden he was talked about being in the MVP last year. So that shows you. It's the quarterback thing, as much as the way the NFL is, everything involved and how the quarterback is just – he's, you know, a prisoner of what is around him a lot of times, and sometimes you just can't overcome it.
Yeah. So you do think it's coaching, it's the system you put in, it's the talent you put around him, and it's not just the individual quarterback. He gets stuck in a bad team, and he's running for his life while he's in the league.
Well, it's everything. And, this, you know, listen, all the just offensive coordinators, you know, there's good ones and there's bad ones. And I'm not going to sit here and pick out the bad ones and tell you. Maybe off the we go off, I'll tell you something. I go, the quarterback has no chance for success. The offense stinks. And, you know, it's so predictable. They, you know, so that happens all the time. Not all the time. It happens a lot in the NFL. And then we don't know really because the job is really tough. and the margin of error has just gone down to nothing now. Oh my God. If you know, you just, if I have to hear this every week and everywhere you do and everywhere you go to talk, whatever. Well, you know, he just can't turn it over. Oh, wow. No kidding. Let's kneel on the ball. We'll never turn it over. We'll win because we have no turnovers. You know, we got a lot of quarterbacks that play scared. Not a lot, but some that play scared. And they do that because it's the turnover thing is such a process or talked about so much.
Yep.
I'll turn ESPN on. I'm sorry to pick on ESPN. It's, you know, everybody watches ESPN. Here we go. Well, he played yesterday. They won. They scored 35 points. He threw for 4 touchdowns and over 400 yards, but he did throw 2 interceptions. Oh, my God. So I know that's going out of the way a little bit, but it is true. And so, yeah, well, you know as much as me. You were your next player. You know how the system goes and what teams are about. And you watch it down there in Miami. So I think you understand why this is not working out for quarterbacks a lot around the NFL.
Yeah, no, same teams going through the same stuff all the time. So I got to ask you, I know you've already watched tape on Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy and the rest of them. I'm just curious. It looks like 4 of those guys could go in the top 5 or 6 picks, if not earlier. Can you just feel from – and I know we talk about – you used to talk about this every year about how good this class is going to be. How do you feel about this group?
I feel pretty good about it. You know, and some of these teams, dang, I had it right here. Oh, I do. I got it. I found it. I got 7 teams, and I just thought, I usually don't do this. I got 4. So I got 7 teams that probably are looking for a starting quarterback. But I think it is a good group overall. And probably the biggest reason why I say that, a lot of these guys just had so many throws, Joe, in college. I mean, it's just every down. I mean, you look at Jaden Daniels, and he had pro wide receivers, a pro system, a lot of pros on the up, everybody around him, and they threw the ball a lot. And he's really good at it, and, of course, he's very mobile too. But that's just an example. Look at Bo Nix, all that experience he had, Auburn, Oregon, throws. They throw it every down almost, it seems like. And that helps translate to the NFL. So many of these guys have had so many throws and just have a great feel how to play, I think, is a big deal. And it gives them, I think, it lessens their chances of being failures once they get in the NFL. Yeah.
One guy, J.J. McCarthy, who played for Michigan, what's been your take on him? Kind of late coming to the party.
Yeah, just listen. I make fun of myself a lot, you know, because this is the business we're in, and you know what we predict. When he said he was coming out in the draft, I went, why is he doing that? Come on, he needs more experience. He needs to throw more and get more passes under his belt. And I said, and why is he coming out? He's going to be a 3rd or 4th round draft pick. That was, and I even said it. And, of course, I backed it up with, okay, I watched him play. It's just different than I thought. I watched TV. TV can lie. And all of a sudden, I see that I go, wow, he's got a really good arm. He is athletic. He can run. And he's going to be a factor in a run game, whoever drafts him. And he did play for Jim Harbaugh. So, you know, even though they didn't throw it a lot, he runs it like a pro coach would. And so that's some of the good things about J.J. McCarthy. I think he's tough. He throws good on the run. Gosh, I watched him probably, it's been over a month now since I made these evaluations with a lot of these quarterbacks. But there is a big upside, and I know he's a great student of the game. And, I kind of do this, Joe. The way Jim Harbaugh treated him, talked to him and all that, I know it's real. And so that gives me even more hope that he has the chance to be successful in the NFL.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. How about what happened this offseason with the Steelers? I thought they were all in on Russell Wilson. I go, oh, that's great. And they go, no, we're not done. We're going to grab Justin Fields too. Did that surprise you a little bit? That was kind of a big surprise for me, seeing those two playing together in Pittsburgh.
Well, it's a big surprise because that means, you know, they lose Pickett and they got to trade him. Well, Pickett, he said he's unhappy being the backup to Russell Wilson, didn't want that or whatever. So they said, okay, good. And what's the old saying that Mike Tomlin has? We won volunteers, not we won volunteers, not what?
I know what you're saying.
Whatever. We don't want captives or whatever, something like that. I can't, damn, I've said it 1,000 times. I forgot it right now. But yeah, very surprising. But I will say this, it's really good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think both of those quarterbacks fit. Arthur Smith, the new offensive coordinator, and to think that Justin Fields is going to go down there and not play a little here and there, I think that's crazy. You take his talent, big, fast, strong, powerful arm, not a great passer, but a really, really good thrower. And, you know, he's going to have the – you got to have him into the game every week somehow with a few plays or whatever just to keep the defense, make them prepare for it, make them be ready for it. And, you know, his running skills, of course, you know, probably besides Lamar Jackson, the second most dangerous runner, maybe the most dangerous runner at quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah. I got to ask you about Pat Mahomes, not just how good he's been and the way he's dominated in the NFL over these last 4 or 5 years, but –
right.
Now I listen, everybody puts, we love in the media, start putting lists together of great all-time guys, and they've already moved Mahomes at age 28 up there to second or third or fourth. How do you look at what Pat Mahomes has done and how he fits in with all the great quarterbacks through the years?
Well, the talent's unmistakable. You know, I laugh. I remember watching him at Texas Tech. My son Christopher called me 2 weeks after the Super Bowl was over and goes, "Have you watched Patrick Mahomes yet?" And I said, "Christopher, you know, I need a little rest. I got to just stay away from it for a week or two. He's the best player to draft. He's going to be the first player." And I'm like, okay. What? But I watched all of it. I remember when he came out of Texas Tech, I went, is this really going to work in the NFL? I mean, the ability was great. I just wondered, and I think we got that answer. And not only that, we've seen him change as time has gone on. And this year was the biggest one of all. A couple things. One, he's bigger than everybody thinks. When you get around Patrick Mahomes, you go, this is a big dude. Hey, he can really run, which it's not talked about like it should be. And he is a better thrower and a better passer of the football now than he's ever been in his career with the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, he really – these last 5 or 6 games they played, it started with Cincinnati in the regular season after they got their rear ends crushed by the Raiders. They changed, and he changed. He became much more disciplined, stood in a pocket, read plays out, was very careful with the football. I don't think he had a turnover in all those games towards the end. I'm not 100% sure. But that just shows you, Joe, who he is.
Yeah,
that he will adapt and change to the team and give them a better chance to win. And that was between the coaching, the quarterback, and everything about that team. It was an unbelievable change and run by them at the end. To win the Super Bowl. And, of course, you guys saw a lot of it just in that game out there in Kansas City. The weather was pretty tough, though, I will say that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we get this from time to time. The Dolphins are soft. I mean, they play great against the weak teams, but they struggled 1-6 against teams with winning records. How'd you look overall at this Dolphins team, Phil?
Well, I think, you know, listen, there were times during the year I just, oh, my God, you know, I picked them to go to the Super Bowl. I always like to pick somebody. I don't go chalk. And not that it Miami wasn't a chalk pick last year before the season, but as it was going along, I went, man, they got it rolling, and Jalen Ramsey's going to come in there soon, and then, you know, they're going to get this thing down on defense even better, and I loved what the offense was doing, but then really the big thing for me and it was the injuries. It just, oh, my gosh, every week it was. And then it just gets to a point where it becomes an epidemic with some of these teams, and it did with the Dolphins. And I thought that was a, hey, look, I remember watching that game against Kansas City and then studying. I went, damn, you know, the Dolphins were right in this. It just, they showed a lot of toughness in my eyes. And, you know, the weather and, of course, going against a really good team is what derailed them from, you know, going farther. But, hey, they're still going to be one of the top teams. As I'm looking at it this morning, just looking at some of the free agents they signed, I think that's worked out pretty well for them. And, you know, on and on. So it's there. You know, I never said, and I wouldn't say, because I don't believe it, oh, they're soft. And, of course, that's always going to be there because of the pretty uniforms, Joe, and the fact that it's in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, their uniforms are awesome.
Yeah,
and but you know Miami just being there, everybody. Oh, they're soft. What do you mean they're soft? What do they do? Going to the beach every day? I mean, what are we talking about here?
Yeah,
you know it's the damn NFL, they were unlucky.
They hit that nonstop. You're right. Hey Phil, man, this has been great. Thank you so much, bud. I really appreciate it. You mind if I give you a call later today just to do a little bonding?
Yeah, that'd be great, Joe. You got a lot to make up for, so I'm okay. I'm open for that.
All right. All right,
but
Phil.
Don't wait 5 years before you call me again, okay?
All right, thanks, Phil.
All right, I'll see you, bud. All right.
Phil Simms. Boy, I'm getting the business. Hey, we got to go to a quick break. Before we do, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I call it the 35-135 program, 35 years and 135 trucks with trained and certified technicians and licensed, experienced plumbers equals great service every day, 7 days a week. That's why they've been so successful, serving more than 800,000 customers and ready to take good care of you. Same-day installation is always the goal. I want to let you know, when it's air conditioning and plumbing and water heaters and new air conditioning units, we got them in stock, ready to go, all different sizes. You want to talk about great service? How about same-day installation? That's the goal. Financing plan's always there. Family-owned and operated and going stronger than ever. That's what Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is all about. 855-PLUMBER. Go to 855-PLUMBER for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!